Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am Chris Tidball, Executive Claims Consultant with Second Look, where we routinely find our insurance clients millions of dollars. On our podcast, we showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. We believe that all of our guests have a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show and we will reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am here with James Luce, Senior Claims Counsel with OOIDA. Welcome, James.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
So absolutely. OOIDA. It's a new one for me. Tell me about it.
It's a bit of a cumbersome acronym. I remember driving by the building once on the interstate thinking, that's rather cumbersome. I wonder what it is. And right. I think I even Googled it, but before I worked there and ended up working there, it's the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. And so we are a group that represents exclusively truck drivers and their interests. And There's really nothing else out there quite like us. That's a fair statement, I think.
So owner operator. So for example, like TIDA, I've heard of, like the Trucking Insurance Defense Association. Are you similar to them? Or are you different than them?
I would say completely different. Again, there are policy stances that all of these organizations take, and TIDA represents pretty much exclusively trucking companies, motor carriers, as they are, and that's largely what they focus on. We focus on exclusively the interests of the truck driver, and that could be a company driver, it could be a leased owner operator, it could be an exclusive owner operator with their own authority to be a motor carrier themselves.
So if I'm a truck driver, I own my own rig. I guess I'm freelancing. We get contracts here and there. I would look to someone like your organization to represent my interests.
I would look to no one other than our organization. Okay. Quite frankly, you can call us and ask us questions about any of the motor carrier regulations anytime you want. And a live person takes the call and transfers it to another live person who has an expertise in regulations. Okay. And that's their sole job, is to just help the truck driver. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to do anything to get this help. It's just there. We help you get your licensing, your permits, all the things you need. There are paid services along the way, including insurance, of course. But that's really what we do, is we help people navigate this incredible regulatory landscape that for the average, I'm an attorney and I find it rather complex. It's certainly not simple. And so you either have a choice of you can do this and fly by the seat of your pants, as they say, or get the right help you need to do it right.
So trucking regulations are complex. We dabble in trucking. It's one of the many things we do. It's one of our smaller practices. And we have one or two people that background in that. And just from what I gather, talking to them, regulations you've got federal regulations. And do they vary from state to state as well?
There are some state regulations, but because of the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution, the federal government largely takes over regulation of trucking. There are intrastate regulations that apply to only those who work within a certain state. You haul logs from the south of Alabama to Montgomery or something and drop them off, and you're not going to be necessarily hooked by some of these regulations, right? But it's all about where you fall in the industry in terms of which regulations apply to you. And again, that's where you need help.
No, I wouldn't know where to begin. If I were a truck driver, and I'd have questions. For example, I need an insurance policy. Who do I turn to?
This is a great question, because technically, getting a little excited, technically, the federal law says you only need $750,000 of coverage, right? But depending on where you are in the industry, you might need $1 million.
Right.
How do you know which policy you need? And does it cost different? Is that going to affect your ability to get loads if you don't have that full $1 million? And then, to make it even more wild, there are plaintiffs' law firms who are paying politicians in Washington to introduce bills that increase the minimum insurance limits required under federal law for all truck drivers.
And how's that going?
It's going as well as the money flows in. I have personally looked at the donation lists of these politicians. Chuy Garcia from Pennsylvania, for example, he's got legal and law firms are one of his biggest contributors, according to the sources you can find on the internet, in terms of where he gets his money. And he's introducing bills to increase your minimum insurance limits as a truck driver from $1 million to $5 million.
So if I'm an owner operator, right, I'm probably operating on some pretty thin margins. I would imagine that if my premium went from $1 million in coverage to $5 million, that would be a pretty substantial hit to my pocketbook. Who's going to end up paying for that?
I'm thinking no one is, because it will destroy the market. I haven't asked specifically for simulations on what this would look like, because I'm scared to know the answer, quite frankly. I think it means a lot of people lose jobs. That's what I think it means. It's scary. It's mission critical, as far as I'm concerned. And one of the things that we are focused on is fighting this lobbying effort as well as we can, knowing that we don't have the kind of money coming out of the Philadelphia verdicts that are basically turning around and funding these kinds of policy initiatives in Washington.
So I live in Florida, which is, of course, a very litigious state. One of the things I notice on TV, obviously a lot of plaintiff attorneys advertising, but more and more attorneys are talking about their prowess in the trucking industry. So is that a pretty lucrative avenue for the plaintiffs to go after truckers?
It is. And here's how this intersects with their business model, right? They want these big cases, because if you and I get in a car crash in the parking lot here, you have just whatever the minimum coverage is. Typically, maybe we go up to 100 or whatever our agent tells us.
Right.
It's nothing near the kind of money you can get from a commercial auto crash. Some of these companies, I always say, no big companies, no big verdicts. We have big companies, and right, they have big insurance policies. And what these plaintiffs' lawyers want is they want everybody to sign onto a company with a huge insurance policy. Because right, if you have just a 1 million limit, that's not enough money for them. They want more. So what they want is to destroy the owner operator so that they all fall under the umbrella of these reinsured towers all over the country under these big umbrella companies, because that's how they make sure they get the hugest, largest possible settlements. Because frankly, a lot of these companies are just paying off these claims. They don't go to trial. They're too scared right, to go to trial. They know they've maybe made some goofs. These regulations we talk about, the plaintiff's lawyers take them, they print them out, and they put them on a Elmo or whatever it is that project them up, and they show them to the jury and say, this is the law. This driver didn't follow the law. Here it is. Now punish them for not following the law. Show an example so they won't do it again. And so they say, okay, great. This is a $10 million verdict. We're setting an example, so to speak, or $50, $100 million, whatever it is.
Right.
It's off the charts these days. You can't even give a ballpark of a regular verdict anymore, because when the insurance coverage is there, they go to work. And that's what they do.
Yeah, it's crazy. You hear about juror bias against trucks. Is that a real thing?
Everybody's biased against trucks. You look at I have a living looking at claims, right? So I look at a police report, and if it's disfavoring the truck driver, I have to realize that about 50% of the time, that's bias. I have a claim in Florida where I'm looking at a picture of the license plate of the claimant, and it has Fraternal Order of Police on the band around the license plate. And I'm right, thinking, okay, did this affect the content of this police report? Bias is everywhere.
Yeah.
And truck drivers are unfortunately stereotyped and placed in a lot of categories that maybe they shouldn't be.
Yeah. It's tough, because we rely heavily as consumers, as businesses, on the trucking industry. They move an awful lot of cargo. And if they're stuck paying higher premiums, having to pass costs on to consumers, it just seems that it's a snowball effect that really is anti-consumer in the long run.
It's anti-everybody. Everything in this room was on a truck. Everything we see, everything we're wearing was on a truck right, at some point in its lifespan, right? It's everything that we do. And obviously, often I feel like politics is about moving money from one group to another group, so to speak. And this right, is an example of trying to move money from truck drivers to lawyers.
Yeah, and you guys are serving a very valuable purpose. If people wanted to learn more about your organization, where would they go?
They would go to OOIDA.com. They could also tune in to satellite radio. We have a show there every week on the Road Dog channel to reach truck drivers. We have a lot of media outreach. We have a magazine called Landline.
Okay.
Landline Media. You can Google that. Find our magazine. Find all the things we're doing.
No, that's great. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Insurance Claims Innovation. Are you interested in being a guest on our show? We would love to have you. Visit us at go.secondlook.net/podcast-guest. Please share Insurance Claims Innovation with others on social media and provide rave reviews about our guests.
The goal of Insurance Claims Innovation is to showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. Follow us at Insurance Claims Innovation and subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Second Look, Inc. Interested in learning more? Stop by our website at www.secondlook.net. Again, thank you for joining us today. My name is Chris Tidball, and I hope you found this to be time well spent.